Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I want to talk to our Kansas dairy farmers concerning whole plant moisture as well as starch levels in corn silage. A lot of the recommendations have been that you should start chopping when whole plant dry matter reaches 32%, or about 68% moisture. However, you might want to think about this a little bit. In the year that we have this year, with plenty of rain over most of the state, if we can wait just a little bit longer, we can increase the starch level in the corn silage. Can we go near zero or fully developed or black layer? Will that increase the starch level of the corn silage? Yes, it will. Generally, we see about a 3 to 5 percentage point increase in the starch level if we let it go just a little bit longer. If you're using a silage inoculant that contains L-butyneri, this will create a fermentation that has a higher level of acetic acid in it. Therefore, it is more stable during the feed out phase. That allows us to push the dry matter content up a bit, maybe 36 to 38%. This will give us an increase in the starch level of the corn because we have more kernel development if we wait until that stage. So, as you're thinking about when you should chop and how far you can push that line, consider what you're using for your silage inoculant. And again, if we do that, we will probably increase the starch level in the corn silage, which should increase the performance of your dairy herd. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy producers to watch not only whole plant moisture levels, but also the starch level and kernel development as we chop the 2020 crop.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.